This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
He hasn't had that pressure of Potsy and those guys coming at him, like, you know, grilling him post game. How does he react then?
That's Jarrad Payton pointing out that life is different. Once you come to Chicago, you greet that Bears media and you got to deal with Mark Potash. I don't know, whatever you think you've dealt with. You deal with Potsy, it's a whole nother smoke.
Well, Potsy is dogged, and he is researched, and he's fearless when it comes to asking questions in press conference.
Absolutely love it.
I don't know if people have been paying attention, and I know we joked a little bit about it on Monday, but if you looked at what the beat was saying, if you were looking at tweets from Dan Wiederer or Chris Emma or Herb Howard, Josh Schrock, on what it is that they feel like they're seeing compared to what it is that they were kind of told they were going to see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see them continue to think critically and to put pressure on. Follow-up questions like Wiederer's question to Caleb today. Like, that's the type of stuff that I expect from the Bears beat, and they are providing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Potsy and Flus talking about stuff. Tanny, we have Caleb talking about this, but do we have also Potsy and Flus talking about the offensive line rooms? Just trying to make sure I have my ducks in a row here.
Yeah, this will just be Caleb and Potsy for now.
Okay.
Caleb, Matt Eberflus is a guy who likes to be involved in the offense, even though he's a defensive guy.
Yep.
What has his role been in these last week or so as you're trying to get this offense, you know, get going? How much influence has he had, and what's his role been in trying to get this thing going?
Yeah, I mean, he's in the room, but he's been in the room since training camp. New quarterback, new OC and things like that. He's been in the room helping out as much as he could, whether it's, you know, us asking him how he sees this, you know, what works best with this. I think he's been helpful, you know, throughout my time here, of just being in the room because of how much knowledge he has of the defense, and defenses that, you know, that he's seen. He's been great. He's been helpful.
He is not a stranger any place in the world. He lights up a room.
No, we don't know for sure that Eberflus lights up a room the way that Robin Ventura did. We don't know for sure, but we do know that he's been in there, and that's good.
What's he doing in that room?
I don't know.
He's in the room.
Yeah, okay, good. Good. He's in the room.
He be in that room?
In the offensive room? Sure. I'm okay. You're the head coach.
Didn't it kind of sound like Caleb was annoyed by it, though? It's like, yeah, I mean, he's in the room.
Didn't we have this, is it last year or the year before?
This was a Justin thing,
I feel
like.
It was a Justin thing. Don't you think there was a Justin thing where he mentioned that Eberflus was in the room?
I thought the conversation was between us and we were mad about Mitch being in our pre-show meetings.
Well, Porth was in there today.
Porth is, he can come by anytime he wants. He's right next door.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the room.
I mean, that's fine. That's fine. No, so I was confused because what we all heard the other day from Olin Krutz, and we all kind of flagged it, was Olin, you know, thinking about Chris Morgan, the offensive line coach, when all these reports were out from last week of Matt Eberflus being in the offensive line room, because Flus is just going room to room. He's just going to different rooms, seeing if his keys work, like he's just checking.
They should.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the room.
He's the head coach. His key card should work everywhere.
So how would Olin feel if he was an offensive line coach and the head coach is suddenly in your room?
Some of the things you got to leave for the players, right? Like you go in the room and say, Caleb, this is what, when he had his meeting with I don't know how many positions does he meet with now? Linebackers, quarterbacks, offensive line. You know, if I'm Coach Morgan, I'm like, Coach Flues, man, appreciate it, but you don't know anything about opening your foot, getting your pad under somebody, straining through their chest, and getting your hands inside and regrouping. Right? I have to do my job. If you need to sit in here with me, just get rid of me. Right? If you need to sit in my room and help me coach my offensive line, you can just send me on my way, because I don't need that right now. I don't need to, I'm a professional offensive line coach, right? I'm supposed to be one of the best in the world. I'm supposed to be the best 32 offensive line coaches in the world. If you feel like you have to watch over me, just you can go ahead. And if you feel like you have to announce it, if you have to announce that you have been in the offensive line room, you can go in and move on from me.
Oh, man.
So is this Eberflus's way of letting the public know, listen, I hear where you're coming from. I'm on it. I'm in the room.
I think so. I mean, it's how a defensive head coach has to make sure that he is coming across as involved when the offense is very important during the course of the week.
I do understand where Olin's coming from, though.
You don't want that guy coming in the room like, I know how to do this, by the way. Yeah.
Right? That
I get it.
Ordinarily, what would happen is that the head coach would have a conversation with the offensive line coach away from the offensive line coach's players.
Well, I wouldn't want the head coach going in there and overruling on skills.
Do you want him in there
technique.
Doing like skits and stuff? Like,
no, but if it's scheme, if it's scheme and like mindset and the way you're supposed to think about certain plays, or like to help them think about the way the defenders want to. I mean, he's got the right to do that. I would like him to bring lemonade, you know?
Well, they do that, right? Isn't that what they did for the reporters? They did a whole thing. It was too hot during training camp, and someone had like joked about lemonade, and then Poles and Eberflus brought the reporters lemonade the next day.
Oh, boy.
People can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it.
I love lemonade. It's a cool, refreshing drink.
I think it stemmed also from Poles and Eberflus working the free lemonade stand at camp for the fans. And then the media was like, hey, we want lemonade.
Yeah, it's hot out here in these streets.
Lemonade was a popular drink, and it still is.
It still is.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
Lemonade. That little cool, refreshing drink.
A little gin and lemonade.
Oh, yeah, it's delightful. Mm. Yeah, vodka.
A nice breakfast gin.
Is that the name of the show now?
a nice breakfast gin. No, that doesn't mean you're drinking it at breakfast. It's a variation of gin.
Speaking of breakfast, Paul, did Danny steal something from us? Is that what I heard? There's just a flat-out bit of thievery going on from us?
Yeah, we need more time for that. Okay. So let's do that tomorrow when we can really stretch
our legs.
Let's
really lean in.
Wait, what do you mean he stole something?
He stole something. Well,
he
whatever.
Stole something from the show.
Whatever. Like, took it from here?
Yeah.
And it, like,
just trust me. He and Carton and Schlereth played categories. They played categories, and I'm not happy about it.
Shut up, Shane. I thought I could have fun on this show, too. I'm not allowed.
What'd he say? I missed it.
I kept my mic off. I thought I had the same thought, but I kept my mic off.
Oh, no, I missed it. Are we going to bring that back?
Oh, maybe. When we come back.
I'm going to go on the Odyssey app and listen to this.
Hit the rewind function. It'll help you out. Oh, by the way, Bears coverage here on The Score on the Odyssey app. You just search it, and then tap to follow, receive alerts on our Bears coverage. And if you can't get enough, check out the Take the North podcast with David Haw and Dan Weider. It's really, really great. We'll talk with our guy, Patrick Manley, about all of the game theory and decision-making processes that went on and went poorly. Next, here on The Score.